talking about my girl.
Happy Mother's Day.
I've got so
years and years and years, we would call my mom on Mother's Day here on the show. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. It wasn't up for a live phone call this year, so we decided to go back into the vault for maybe one of the most talked about conversations that we had with my mom on the show. This was from the year 2015. We had her on to say happy Mother's Day. And also to share her now famous Greek yogurt recipe that incorporates the use of a heating pad. Let's go back to 2015 for a visit with my mom.
Here I go again, my mom.
11:19, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Happy Mother's Day to all. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. And who is on the phone line with us right now. Mom, when you're here, on the, just, you know, listening to me reading commercials, is it just like when I was 10 years old playing radio station in the basement? Is that what it reminds
right.
you of?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
explain that whole thing back, you know, when I was a little boy.
Well, you used to play in the basement. We had our basement fixed, and you had rigged up something that looked like a radio station, a counter, and a make-believe microphone, and you would act like the disc jockey.
Right.
And we all thought, oh, well, he'll get over it as he grows up. He'll get over it. But you didn't. You followed it through.
I'm still pretending like I'm a radio host now.
You went to school. You went to college. You worked part-time, paid your own tuition, mopped up floors in the radio stations, brought coffee to the disc jockeys, anything, just to get inside the door.
How about that?
And look at you now.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, anybody who knew me from, you know, when I was younger, family and, you know, friends that I have had really all my life, they all laughed. It's like, I cannot believe that you used to play radio station when you were a little kid, and that's what you're doing for a living. It's amazing.
Yes, you're right.
All while my mom was upstairs cooking in the kitchen. Where, all these years. And, you know, when you were on, I think it was last Mother's Day, when we had you on, you know, because Greek yogurt is so popular now. You know, people spend so much money to buy Greek yogurt now. And I mentioned my mother has been making Greek yogurt from scratch as long as I can remember. And we had you on, and you told us how to make homemade Greek yogurt.
Yes, I remember that.
So how, just to recap, if somebody wants to try to make some Greek yogurt, it's not that difficult, is it?
No, it isn't. Once you make the yogurt, how you make it Greek yogurt is you strain it. You strain it and strain it and strain it until it gets so thick it's like soft cream cheese almost.
Right.
But it's so delicious and so healthy. And it's wonderful. I mean, it and so inexpensive when you make it at home.
Right. Child of the Depression, always looking to pinch the pennies somehow.
Right.
So what do you start with? With milk? Whole milk or 2% or skim milk? You can use any of them,
no,
right?
No, I start with 1% because I want to keep the fat down low.
Okay. All right.
And I heat it to 150 in the microwave.
Okay.
And once it reaches 150, I take it out and let it cool down to 100 or 110.
Okay. All right. So you put a thermometer in it then to kind of keep an eye on the temperature.
Yes, I use a thermometer all the time. And then I have about a cup of yogurt from the previous batch that I saved as a culture. And when the yogurt has cooled to 110, I mix my culture in with it, stir it real well, put it in a stainless steel pot, and carry it to my bed, which I've made.
this is the part of the story that people like best.
And I set it on the bed.
She carries
I put
it
a blanket
to her bed.
Down, and I set the pot on the blanket with the heating pad underneath. I've got the heating pad down on the lowest temperature.
Right.
And then I covered the pot with blankets to keep it warm. and I don't touch it for 8 hours. I put a sign on it so nobody will sit on the bed or shake the bed or anything.
That's right. There's a lot of traffic in there. That's right.
Right. Do not touch yogurt being made.
Okay. All right. So it sets
in 8 hours. I open the pot, and sure enough, it's chilled almost like Jell-O.
Right.
With a lot of fluid. And then I put it in a huge bag that I have, cloth bag that I've made with a drawstring, and I hang it from a hook I have in the kitchen, excuse me.
Into the sink.
And let it drain and drain and drain.
So what kind, like a cheesecloth, something like that, so it'll...
It's thicker. It's like a canvas cloth.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
People use it to filter coffee, but I use it to drain the yogurt.
Okay, all right.
And sometimes I just put it in the refrigerator in that bag. And in the morning, it's thick and cold, and it's delicious. I don't add sugar or anything to it. And when I cook, when recipes call for mayonnaise, I put a third of the mayonnaise or a quarter of the mayonnaise, and the rest I add yogurt. So all my cooking is healthier.
Much healthier. Much healthier. Now, okay,
yes.
we're going to put this on the web so people can re-listen to you tell how to make the recipe. Because people are going to ask me, can you send me a written copy? We're going to put the whole audio on the web.
Oh, that's very nice.
As a podcast, so then people can listen to it and, you know, wrap it up in their blankets, on their heating pad, in their bedrooms.
The only thing I measure, I don't measure, but the only thing I have is the cup of culture from the previous batch. Otherwise, I use a half a gallon of milk, 3/4 gallon, whatever I happen to have.
So let's say you have a half a gallon of milk and a cup of the previous cultured yogurt to put in just as measured.
Right.
Okay.
But you have to be sure that the temperature now is 100 or 110.
That's right. Okay.
Not any hotter, yes.
And get that spot ready on the bed with the heating pad and the blankets.
That's right.
Most important part. All right. So people rave about your potato salad also. So what kind of potatoes do you like to use for your potato salad?
Well, the best kind are the red potatoes, but I use the russet also. I boil them, peel them, cut them up unusual sizes. I don't make little diced potatoes. I just randomly cut with a knife.
Okay.
So, and I chop celery very fine, onion very fine, and I chop the celery. I wrap it up in paper towels to absorb any moisture.
Right.
The same thing with the onions, red pepper, parsley, dill, salt and pepper, lemon zest, a little bit of garlic, and all these things I wrap in paper towels because I don't want my potato salad to be watery.
Right. Dry them out real good.
Right. Then I add a little bit of mayonnaise and Greek yogurts.
And a little yogurt.
Oh, yes, I forgot to say. And I add poupon mustard and a squirt of horseradish sauce.
Oh, give it a little zippy bite. That might be the key. All right.
Right.
All right. So we're gonna put this recipe up on the web also. We'll put this whole segment, we'll put the whole Dean's Mom segment on the web so people can listen to it later. If people want the recipes, they can hear it. They want to hear any of this stuff, they can listen to it later at WGNRadio.com.
Oh, that's very nice. I hope they try it and they'll like it.
I'm sure that they will. I know that they always enjoy hearing you on the air. I hear it all the time. You've become quite the celebrity yourself here on WGN.
Thank you.
So we're glad that you could join us today, and we're looking forward to we'll see you later on. We're going to have a little get-together at my house for all
Yes, the,
all
I'm the, looking forward to that. Thank the, you, Dean, for all, having me on.
All the My pleasure. There you go. There's my mom from a couple of years back. She is 96 years old now. Her health is pretty good. She's not really doing that much cooking anymore. It kind of makes me smile to hear her talk about, with such enthusiasm, cooking and recipes, because that was the thing that she loved the best. She loved cooking and pleasing others with her recipe. So I hope you enjoyed the recipes. I laugh out loud every year when I hear that yogurt recipe of how you put the heating pad on the bed and blankets on the pot. And
I think that's very creative.
Of course, the bed has to be made, Juani.
Well, we won't be doing it at my house then.
It's very sweet to me to hear her talking about cooking, because that's what she loved all of her life. So happy, and we are going to get together later on today. So happy Mother's Day, Mom, and to all the moms celebrating today. We'll update news next, WGN. The number-